We are following the latest out of Mali today, where extremists armed with guns and throwing grenades stormed a Radisson Blue hotel in the capital, Bamako.
Around 170 hostages were taken, including Americans and French. According to state TV in Mali, those hostages are no longer being held. Some were rescued and 18 bodies have been found so far, according to those reports. Earlier, we spoke with Katerina Holga, a journalist in Bamako. She's been reporting across the street from the hotel. We asked her what she was seeing.
Well, what I'm seeing now, where I'm standing about 100 meters from the entrance of the hotel, is a group of about 10 French forces entering one of the side entrances to the hotel. There are several high presence of armed forces, of course, outside the hotel, Malian, but also international, many of them French. Inside the hotel, in the lobby, I was just able to peek inside a couple of minutes ago and saw several French forces. They are apparently supported by UN forces. What we're seeing, we have seen hostages on the balconies of the hotel, some of them who have now been rescued by the French soldiers.
Mm. All right. Well, of course, the connection to France is that Mali's a former French colony, and France was the first nation to send its forces to help Mali's government fight an Islamic insurgency that began in 2012. We heard France's president, François Hollande, today pledging to support Mali in resolving this crisis. So the French troops that you saw go in, they are actively involved in supporting Mali's troops as well as UN forces. Do we know anything more about what security they're providing?
Well, the French forces have been known to take control in several operations here in Mali. In this case, I do believe it is the Malian forces that entered the building first. The French forces arrived later and are now supporting the Malians. We have seen them on a couple of the balconies, and they've also been responsible for rescuing the hostages. But yes, they are very much present on the ground.
Well, this hotel is one of the fanciest in the capital, Bamako. It attracts a lot of foreigners, and I read that it was also hosting peace talks. Is that why this Radisson Blue was targeted?
It is a hotel that attracts a lot of the Western foreigners, foreign clients. It is one of the poshest hotel in camp. Bamako, the capital. It is true that there has been negotiations not exactly going on inside the hotel, but parties to the negotiations have been staying here previously during the peace talks and the signing of the peace agreement in Bamako. I would say Radisson as a target is more its connection to foreigners, Western guests, maybe also the reason that the UN mission that is here in Mali sometimes let their staff stay in the hotel.
We know there are a number of local Islamic extremist groups, and also Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb is very active. Do we know which militant group is behind this attack?
We do not yet know who is behind the attack. It is true that a lot of the Islamic groups in the country's north and the terrorist networks, some of them with connections to Al-Qaeda, have been moving their operations into Mali's south and central regions. There was an attack earlier this year over the summer, a hostage situation similar like this in a hotel in Sivar, which was claimed by Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups. So far, no one has claimed this attack.
Well, we're reading reports that the attackers told hostages to recite a declaration of the Muslim faith and that they then freed those who they believed to be Muslim. Is this correct? Do you have any more details?
I've been getting the same information, that people who were able to recite a verse from the Quran were released. I have not been able to have this confirmed.
Attacks of this scale, I mean, yes, there has been an armed uprising since early 2012. There was a coup. But are attacks of this scale by terrorist groups, especially in the capital, common?
Bamako has been fairly spared from attacks. Most of the attacks have been taking place in the northern towns, such as Gao and Timbuktu. The exception was the attack on a restaurant in the also not a posh area where a lot of Westerners live and where we have a lot of NGOs. The restaurant that was attacked by one or several gunmen, a few Westerners and also Malian nationals was killed. This happened earlier this year. But up to that point, Mali, Bamako, the capital, had been pretty spared from attacks.
Well, in the few moments we have left, tell us what is next. What is the government telling the people of Mali? What is the mood in the capital? Are people in a panic about this attack, or is it quite isolated? You're standing right next to the hotel. Give us a sense of the mood.
Well, now I've been on the scene since 10 this morning when I left my home, which is on the other side of the river. City life was pretty much going on as usual, and people were going to work or going on about the business, not really aware about the attack. Now that it has been reported on the radio over the whole day, I'm pretty sure that people are more aware of what's going on. We have had a crowd here following the military operations all day. What they have been telling me is that this is an isolated attack. This is not Mali. This is not Bamako. And I think that's the sentiment in town at the moment.
Okay, that's Katerina Hoja, a journalist based in Bamako, Mali, where this most recent hostage attack has taken place at the hotel. Katerina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.